Amnesty International has condemned what it calls shocking rates of Indigenous youth detention in Australia. The organisation's Secretary-General Salil Shetty released an Amnesty report in Canberra today criticising Commonwealth and state and territory governments over the issue. Amnesty has made a number of recommendations, including the endorsement of a trial project now underway called Justice Reinvestment. Late last week, Mr. Shetty travelled to Bourke in New South Wales to see how Justice Reinvestment was working. Norman Hermant reports.
At the aerodrome in Bourke, a rare mid-morning arrival. Salil Shetty, Amnesty International's Secretary General, has come to the northwest of New South Wales to see the beginnings of a trial that's a first for Australia. A program called Justice Reinvestment, aimed at reducing what Amnesty calls a shocking statistic. Young Indigenous people are 24 times more likely to be in detention than non-Indigenous young people. Salil Shetty.
That number should be a real wake-up call to this country and to the world as a whole, that a country as rich as Australia, a country which is as well resourced, is not able to address this problem. I mean, we're talking about a problem which is completely surmountable, fixable, you know, so it needs to be fixed. I think it's gone on for far too long.
I think when a unique window of opportunity.
The Aboriginal community here believes Justice Reinvestment will help turn things around. Under the program, police, Aboriginal organizations, and government departments work together to provide alternatives to jail. It's a welcome initiative in Bourke. It has the highest bail breach rate in New South Wales, and it's ranked number one for arrests for driving without a license and vehicle theft. Young people like 16-year-old Brittany Heyman have seen one friend after another locked up.
And you get surprised because you're like, oh, you grew up with them in primary school, so you're a bit shocked, but it just happens, so you kind of just live with it.
Justice Reinvestment in Bourke is part of a community-led initiative called Maranuka. It's a grassroots approach where government and non-government agencies and the Aboriginal community work together, from giving driving offenders a path to legal licenses to developing plans to avoid bail breaches. Justice Reinvestment's focus is on stopping imprisonment before it happens. Ricky Mitchell is a Bourke resident who works as a development officer for a jobs outreach program.
It is a big problem in a lot of communities, not only Bourke, but Indigenous communities, Aboriginal communities right around Australia.
Justice Reinvestment already has a track record in America. After it was introduced in Texas in 2007, youth imprisonment fell enough to allow the state to close 8 juvenile detention centers. In Bourke, the trial is being overseen by well-known community leader Alistair Ferguson. It's time, he says, to change the current thinking.
The explanation is that there's nothing, no other alternative other than being sent to jail. Now, we just don't accept that. We're just coming out and being clear, with a clear direction and a focus on improving the appalling stats of young people.
Both he and Amnesty's Salil Shetty say Justice Reinvestment is a model not just for Bourke, but for all of Australia.
A lot of money has been invested already in this country on this issue with very little results. So we need a very new approach, a fresh approach, and this is a great example of one.
Salil Shetty, Secretary General of Amnesty International, ending Norman Hermont's report.